nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears,
是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
So you probably all wondering what's with these two straws.
你大概是在想，哎，这两根这个果这个吸管哈。一个是搅动咖啡的，一个是普通的 straw 哈吸管，到底是怎么回事儿？今天怎么这么奇，这么特别
？I'm not gonna tell you yet. They're for the end of the message.
我要卖个关子哈，就先卖个关子。
But don't worry,
待会儿会告诉。
So I'd like to start with a story today.
今天我要开始先讲一个故事。
And this is from J.R. Tolkien's book Return of the King.
Yeah, 这是很有名的一个小说，叫做《魔戒三部曲》。相信大家都知道哈，托尔金所著的《魔部三部曲》的其中第三部叫做《王者归来》的故事。
There was a father with two sons.
Yeah, 这个有一个摄政王，我们就叫他国王吧，哈，简单一点。国王有两个儿子，大儿子跟小儿子。
And the older son was the favored one. Everything he did was right in his father's eyes, even if it was evil.
这个大儿子呢是爸爸的心头宝哈，不管他做什么事，即使是坏的事情也是好的。
And the younger son was ignored, and even when he did good, his father ignored it.
Yeah, 小儿子就不怎么讨爸爸的喜欢，其实他做的对的事情，爸爸也等于是有看没到哈。
So the older son dies in battle, and this makes the father very sad.
Yeah, 当大儿子死在战场的时候，这个父亲是伤心欲绝。
And the father orders the younger son out into a battle that he knows he can't win.It's basically a suicide mission because he can't stand that he lost his older son.
Yeah, 因为失去了心爱的大儿子，这个父亲就命令这个小儿去上战场，即使这是一个自杀性的一个决定哈，所以他小儿子就去了。
And the crazy thing is, the younger son goes even knowing he's going to die because he doesn't feel like he's worth anything because his dad does not love him.
Right.小儿子呢更疯狂的事情，小儿子居然也去了哈，因为他觉得人生是没有什么价值的，因为他爸爸不爱他，他觉得死就死吧。
And we know this is a story, but it has a lot of truth in it.
因为这是一个故事，但是其中有很多道理在里面。
It shows us the brokenness of our relationships between fathers and children.
就告诉我们在父子之间是有许多破裂的关系的。
And it shows our misunderstanding of love.
然后我们对爱的定义是一种扭曲的。
You don't have to look very far in our world to know that we all have a warped view of love.
Yeah, 我们不需要看太远，就是我们周围都告诉我们说，这个爱，我们对爱是一种有些很多错误的观念。
Much of what you see in the media when the media talks of love is not love, but it's lust or pleasure.
当我们看到这个影视或者是媒体党讲到爱的时候，常常讲的是其实讲的是欲。是讲一些比较那个肉体的欢愉的事情。
And even when we talk about love in the family, we know it's not perfect how we want it to be.
Yeah, 即使我们在家里谈到这个爱的时候，我们也知道这是一个不完全的，因为我们有太多的问题。
God says He is our Father and He wants to be our children, but this is hard for us to understand because we don't really know how much God loves us.
Yeah, 我们知道神说他要爱我们，要做我们做他儿女，但我们很难了解神的爱，因为我们看到人间有太多的不完全的爱。
And we often compare him to earthly fathers that we've seen.
然后我们常常把我们肉体的父亲来与神的父，这个父天父来相比。
We didn't have perfect fathers.
Yeah, 我们每个人大概都没有所谓完全十全十美的父母。
And I know I'm not a perfect dad.
然后我知道我自己也不是一个十全十美的父亲。
So we assume that God is similar.
然后我们就认为神也是如此。
We think if our father was unforgiving, then God is unforgiving.
我们的父亲是不轻易宽恕的，我们觉得神大概也是如此。
Or if our father is disappointed or worried or all fun and no discipline, then that's how God is too.
如果神是经常一个发怒的，经常是不容易原谅的，或者是只是嘻嘻哈哈的，根本没有一些原则性的话，我们认为我们的天父也是如此。
And if we're not careful, we can make an idol out of God.
如果我们不小心的话，很可能把神塑造成一个偶像。
And we can fashion an image of our understanding of God. based on what we think an earthly father is like.
我们对肉身父亲的了解, 然后把神塑造成那样一个偶像。
So often we can't become children of God because we don't really understand God's love as a father for us.
Yeah, 很多时候我们不能够完全成为神的儿女, 是因为我们不完全了解神的爱是怎么一回事。
If someone was to ask you what the number one purpose in life is, what would you say?
如果有人问你人生的最终的目的是什么, 你会是一个什么样的回答呢?
Is it to do good or to love God or to go to church?
是做好事呢, 去到教会呢, 爱神呢?
Those are all important, but those are not the most important thing.
这些都很重要, 但是不是最重要的。
The number one role that we need to fulfill, the first purpose of our life, is to be accepted by God, to accept God's love for us.
然后我们的首要的目标就是能够接受神的爱。
But we can't accept love from the angry, weak, or fearful God that we've fashioned after our earthly examples.
但是当我们看到，如果把神塑造成我们肉身的父亲那样，是一个易怒的，或者是常常是忧虑的父亲的话，我们实在很难去接受这样的一个从这样一个父亲来的爱。
And this isn't part of God's original plan either.
然后神的原来的计划是。
The Bible says in Genesis 1:26, Then God said, Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over the creatures that move along the ground.
然后神是这样说的，在创世纪第一章26节说，神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜。
The first calling of my life and your life is to enjoy a relationship with God. Since the beginning, we were made to live in relationship with Him. We are animated by His Spirit. And we partner with him in his work of restoring the world. But instead of taking this calling, we decided to define good and evil on our own terms. We didn't trust God, and this warps our understanding of God's love for us. We are crafted in God's image, but often we try to craft God in our image. And you can trace this throughout the entire history of God's people in the Bible. There were moments where humanity was lined up with God temporarily, but most of the time, there was rebellion, thinking that God doesn't know best. God said this to Jeremiah, and it's true of you too. He says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart.
然后耶利米书第一章第五节就说, 我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你，你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。
And before God said, Let there be light, you existed in his mind.
在神说要有光之前，他就已经知道你了。
You were always intimately known by the Father, even before he created you.
在你没有再造之前，他就已经认识你了。
The Bible says in Ephesians 1:4, Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes.
以弗所书1章4节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
But instead we rebel, and in Psalm 2:2 you read, The kings of the earth prepare for battle, the rulers plot together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
但是我们却选择了背叛神。 然后是在第，哦，上上，上。 Tutu. Okay. 诗篇二章二节说，世上的君王一起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华，并他的受膏者。
The good news that there is that there's a way out of this mess.
然后一个好消息就是我们可以拨乱反正。
The good news is that God made me to be his son or his daughter.
好消息就是说神要我们成为他的儿女。
In 1 John 3:1 we read, See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
然后约翰一书讲说，一章三节讲说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督耶稣里拣选了我们，从我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女，世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。
See, each of us was made to be God's child, and I think when you understand how much God loves you, then you can accept your role as his child.
所以我们每一个人就是要成为神的儿女，如果你能够认识神的爱，你就能够接受他，你就能够真正成为他的儿女。
And much of Jesus' teaching was about this. It was centered around repairing people's understanding of God's love for them as their father.
Yeah, 神，耶稣基督很多的教导也是围绕这个主题，就是父神与他的儿女之间的爱。
In fact, he claimed that he was the physical representation of the Father, that he came to show the Father's love in human form.
他也常常的宣告说，他就是神的代表，肉身的代表，看到他就看到神。
The Bible says in John 17, shortly before his crucifixion, Jesus prayed, Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them. And I will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them.
在他上十字之前，耶稣基督做了这样的祷告，公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差我来，我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他里面，我也在他们里面。
And in John 14, the Bible says, If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
然后约翰福音十章第七节也说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他了。
Jesus healed the sick, and he opened the eyes of the blind.
耶稣他医治病人，然后使瞎子能够看见。
He set people free from sin. He protected the weak.
然后他赦免人的罪，然后保护一些软弱者。
And he overcame death in order to restore our relationship to God.
他甚至克服了死亡，让我们能够与神和好。
This was an example to show us what God is really like and how deep his love for us.
由此可见神是如何的深爱我们，神的爱是怎么一回事。
One of Jesus' parables shows this very well.
耶稣神讲了一个比喻，能够更加的深度的描绘这一点。
This is also a story about two sons and a father.
这也是有关于一个父亲跟两个儿子的故事。
And you may know it as the story of the prodigal son.
这就是浪子回头的故事。
But really, this story might be better titled The Heart of the Father.
然后这个故事一个更好的证明就是说父亲的心。
And if you were to look and call it the prodigal son,There's actually two prodigal sons in this story. The first son wanted his father's inheritance before he died. He basically said, Dad, I wish you were dead. I want the money that you're going to give me now.
Okay, 他事实上当他要讲求分遗产，等于是跟父亲说，你现在就死了吧，然后就好拿遗产了。
He went off to party.
然后他就远离家乡，然后就是过了一些很荒唐的生活。
But the Bible says eventually there was a famine in the land.
但是后来就有一个饥荒。
And all of a sudden, the friends he thought he had vanished when his money was gone.
当他所谓知心的朋友这个时候就全部不见了。
He was feeding pigs, and he realized he'd be better off as a servant of his father.
当他正在喂猪的时候，突然就想到说，哎呀，我其实 可以回到我父亲那边，其实做我父亲的工人也比现在要好。
So he went back to apologize.
所以他回去了以后，准备要跟他父亲道歉。
And in Luke 15, 20 through 24, we read, The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son. He threw his arms around him and kissed him. But the father said to the servants, Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
所以路加福音这一段稍微长一点，十五章二十到二十四节。然后于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离甚远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，速速的与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了人，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的 指头上，把鞋，你们帮我念好吧，把鞋穿在他的脚上。好，那好了。
So the older son is out in the field, and he wouldn't come into the party because he was angry at the father's forgiveness for the younger son.
这个大儿子因为还在田里工作，然后他不肯去参加这个宴席，因为他对父亲是在生气。
And in verses 28 through 32, we read, the older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never even gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. My son, the father said, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
路加福音第十五章，二十八到三十二，大家一起念吧，好吧？大儿子却生气，不肯进去。他父亲就出来劝他，对父亲说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的，你并没有给我一只山。”
So there are two types of sons in this story.
So 这里有两种儿子。
One is worldly and seeks pleasure.
一个是在属世的追求属世的欢乐。
He already had everything he needed, but he wanted to create an identity apart from his father.
但是他想要离开父亲，重新塑造自己的身份。
He rejects the father.
他等于是拒绝了他的父亲。
I think the father knew what was going to happen, but he let the son go on the journey anyway without condemnation.
父亲应该是知道这个儿子在做什么，但是他还是让他儿子走了，让他自己去闯荡。
And the other son has been faithful, but harshly judges his brother and refuses to enter his father's house.
这个大儿子看起来是很忠心的，但是他却是拒绝了他的兄弟，而且对他的父亲。生气，不肯进去这个宴席。
So, which son do you feel like you are?
你觉得你是哪一个儿子呢？大儿子呢？还是小儿子呢？
Do you feel like you've been in the world too long and there's too many things you've done that can't be forgiven?
你觉得你在这个世界里面已经打滚了太久了，很多事情的话是不能被原谅的。
Or have you done everything right, but you aren't happy about people that did wrong being forgiven?
但是你也许你是一个洁身自好，觉得自己做的事情都对， 但是对这些做了错事人却容易很轻易的被原谅，你又心里又很不甘心。
Personally, I felt like both of the sons from time to time.
Yeah, 我对我来说，我觉得有的时候是大儿子，有的时候是小儿子。
But the good news is that the father seeks out both of the sons.
但好消息是，父亲是来寻找两个儿子。
He forgives them both.
他对两个都原谅。
He offers no judgment, no anger, but instead restores them as sons.
Yeah, 没有审判，没有判，没有那个怨恨。而且是原谅这两个儿子。
And instead of punishment, he celebrates. He throws a feast.
Yeah, 没有处罚，反而是有个宴席来庆祝。
This is the Father's love for us too.
这也是天父对我们的爱。
Many of us secretly hold on to fear because we don't really understand who God is.
很多人私底下就是有一种恐惧感，因为我们不知道神对我们到底是怎么样一种关系，怎么样一种爱。
We think that Jesus saved us from the punishment of an angry God.
我们认为耶稣把我们拯救出来是从一个很愤怒的神那里拯救出来的。
We might think God is impulsive or vindictive.
或者这个神是一个很冲动的，然后没有一个定向的一个神。
We might think God needs anger management classes or is scared of our failures.
甚至要去上课，就怎么样管理你的情绪这堂课。
But that's not true.
但当然这是不对的。
That's what Jesus wanted to show us through this parable.
耶稣这个比喻就是要告诉我们神的爱是怎么一回事。
In the Bible, in Ephesians 3, we read, And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God.
So, 以弗所书三章十七到十九讲说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里一起，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。Amen.
So from this verse, we learn that God's love is wide enough to be everywhere.
我们知道从这个经文知道神的爱是宽到一个到无处不在的。
We learn that His love is long enough to last forever; it doesn't run out.
然后它也是没有时间限制的，是永存的。
We learn that His love is deep enough to handle any problem we might face.
然后他的爱是深到一个地步，可以帮助我们度过所有的问题。
And we learn that His love is high enough to look over any mistake.
然后他是一个高到一个地步，可以原谅我们的过错。
Your Father's love for you is infinite.
父神对我们的爱是没有限度的。
He's not angry or disappointed or shocked by who you are or what you've done.
他不是一个愤怒的，或者是个轻易动怒，或者是不容易原谅人的一个，或者是对你所做的表示很惊吓的一个父亲。
He's proud of you because you are his child, and if you were the only person alive, the Father would still be flowing with rivers of love for you.
Yeah, 因为他爱你，是因为你是他的儿女。即使只有你这一个人存在，他还是把他的大爱像江河一般的把你涌住，全涌出来，包围住你。
So now we're going to get to the straws.
终于了 ，OK.
So everyone can unwrap their.
拿起你们的这两个东西啊！现在谜底揭晓。
If you don't have it, maybe there's usher that can pass it around.
No coffee, OK?
No.
Maybe.
No. Okay, so everyone, try using the small straw. Try breathing through it.
Oh, 用这个看你能不能从透过这个管子呼吸哈。
呼吸还是吸的？
呼吸啊，
用嘴巴吗？哦 ，sorry. Breathe. Yeah, breathe. Oh, using your mouth. Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to breathe through the hole, right? It's really small.
用你的嘴巴来看你能够吸哈，能把气吸进去，尽量的看你能够吸多少气啊。
Now maybe switch to the bigger straw. Is
it,
okay, is it a little easier to breathe through? It's a little bit easier, right? But it's still difficult, right? It's not how you were meant to breathe. But if you take the straw out and just use your mouth and your nose, you can breathe a lot easier. And here's the catch. The Father's love surrounds us like the air we breathe. But most of us are breathing that love in through this little straw. Because we haven't surrendered to God as his child and let him love us. You might not feel like God loves you today, but that doesn't make it any less true. Maybe you feel ignored, like you've tried to talk to God in the past, but your prayers just go to his junk mail box. Or maybe you feel unworthy, like you've done too many bad things to be forgiven, so why would God forgive you if you won't forgive yourself? Or maybe you haven't even thought about God that often, or aren't even sure that he exists right now. But Jesus wants you to know that any fear or uncertainty or unworthiness you feel shouldn't drive you away from God, but to him. This is the love of the Father, that he wants to draw you to him no matter how you are, how you feel. And if you run to him instead of away, he will replace uncertainty with confidence, fear with peace, and shame with forgiveness. That's who he is.
So, 当你靠近他的时候, 你的恐惧会变成安全, 你的不确定会变成信心, 这就是他的爱。
I have one more story about an avocado.
One more story, good. 还有另外一个故事。
You can take an avocado and look at it, make notes about it.
Okay, 你拿一个那个鳄梨是吧? 是怎么办? 洛梨。 I'm sensitive to avocado. That's a bad example for me. For everybody else, okay, that's fine.
You could cut it open and look at the seed.
Okay.
You could build a church around it and have people in coats talk about how great the avocado is. You could fill books with notes about the avocado and what it looks like, what color it is, what tree it came from. But a child doesn't know any of that. And might just walk up to that avocado and take a bite. And taste that it's really good. So maybe it's not the perfect metaphor because some people can't eat avocados.
Most people like and love avocado. The sauce, okay.
But that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to come and taste and see that he is good. So I'm going to read you Romans 8:31 through 39 from the Message version.
好，我们看一下这个罗马书哈，罗马书第八章是吧 ？Romans 8.
So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Would you dare even point a finger? The one who died for us, the one who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment sticking up for us. Do you think there's anyone who's going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way, no trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. None of these phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love for us because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us.
好，这段蛮长的，是罗马书第八章三十一到三十九。我就念给大家听了，因为那个看起来也是蛮小的。OK， 既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所说，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如同将宰的羊。既然靠着主爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是死一起，是生，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。 Amen.
Remember that what you believe about yourself doesn't define you.
你对自己的认知并不能够代表你这个人。
Instead, you are defined by what the Father believes of you.
但是神对你的认知才是一个真正的认知。
And he says that you're completely lovable, that you're his child.
然后他说你是完全可爱的，因为你是他的儿女。
But how you perceive things does shape how you see the world.
但是你的看法也影响了你对这个世界的看法。
So you have some homework to do.
所以我们每个人都回家要做功课。
You need to get away by yourself.
然后也许找一个独处的时间或者地点。
And ask God to reveal what you really think about him and what you really think about yourself.
然后让神能够让你知道你对自己的真实的看法，还有你对神的真实的看法。
Even if you've been following Jesus a long time, your perception of yourself and of God probably isn't completely accurate.
即使你是一个很做了很久的基督徒，也许你对自己的看法跟神对你的看法，也许有些是不相不对不不不同的。
So hold this up to what Jesus says about the Father and what he says about you.
然后我们要谨记住耶稣所说的关于父亲也关于你的。
And if they don't match, pray for God's help to align yourself to how he wants you to see him and yourself.
如果你们两个看法是不同，有些不同的事情，你要记住神的话语，然后你们可以慢慢的能够互相紧密的相合到一个这样一个程度。
The Bible says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart."
然后，圣经也告诉我们，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
So if you seek after God,
如果你寻求神，
you can begin to view yourself the way that God does.
你就可以像神一样的对自己的有一个正确的认知。
And really see his deep love for you as you continue to seek him.
在继续的寻求他的过程中，你就会能够了解神对你的爱。
Let's pray together.
一起祷告。
Father, Daddy.
神阿爸父。
Thank you that your goodness follows me all of the days of my life.
感谢你的恩慈与我每日与我同在。
Never again will I fear your rejection.
我不会再觉得有这个被遗弃的恐惧。
Or doubt your unending love and kindness.
然后对你的无条件的爱有所怀疑。
I am your son.
我是你的儿子，我是你的女儿。
I am your daughter.
我是你的女儿。
Nothing in heaven or earth can separate me from your love.
不管在天上或地上的，没有一件事能够让我与你隔绝。
You are my father.
你是我的阿爸父。
Infinite in love and power.
无穷大，无限的爱，无穷的能力。
You are unchanging.
你是永远不会改变的。
And you are threatened by no one.
I'm sorry.
Threatened by no one.
也不会受任何的威胁。
Help me live in the reality of this today.
让我能够活在一个真实的今日当中。
Help me not forget who you are.
帮助我不要忘记你是谁。
And who I am in you as your child.
也不要忘记我身为你的儿女是怎样的一个人。
Amen.
Amen.